Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to first and picks off Law. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Brookins moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. Herndon scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mike Ivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ivy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Patchy Orrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops it up and throws to first, with Uchter covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uchter fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uchter. Fisk moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabal hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Law reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Law moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Vance Law now playing third base. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patchy Orrick moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Law reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-2 in the game. Ivey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Patchy Orrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Dave Tobik now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive towards first. Patchy Orrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0-for-4 in the game. Ivey hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Tobik covering, for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tom Patchy Orrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patchy Orrick is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Patchy Orrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Patchy Orrick reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Baines is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Baines moves to second. Mike Squires pinch runs for Tom Patchy Orrick. Elias Sosa now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Law takes first base on ball 4. Squires scores. Baines moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. Fisk moves to third. Law moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Law reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Law scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon throws the ball into Trammell, who relays the ball to Whitaker, who tags Kemp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Law scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.